74-year-old Dan Woodring feels a lot better now since doctors got his racing heartbeat under control. The electrical problem, known as atrial flutter, zapped his energy and weakened his heart muscle. When his UC Health cardiologist told him he was going to diagnose and fix the problem using a GPS-like device, Woodring wasn't worried. He was curious.
I'm an engineer at heart. So I have I had the brochure, what it is, and it shows the wires going in, and it shows the probes, and it shows the ablation, and what actually that they do. So I was pretty much up to speed.
What's involved is an electrical checkup of the heart. Routinely, doctors put plastic tubing through the groin area, park it in various places in the heart, and study the electricity to find any short circuits. Cardiologist Dr. Khalid Almoudi says the new part is how he's able to find specific locations in the heart. Normally, it's done with multiple x-rays.
You can't just put that plastic tubing up into the vein and hope that it's going to land in the right place. It has to go through the abdomen and the chest to get to the heart, and then you have to park it in the proper place in the heart. Depending on what we actually find inside the heart, which short circuit we're dealing with and where it's coming from, this exposure to x-ray energy can be substantial for many cases.
It's not uncommon to experience 50 minutes or more of x-ray exposure during these procedures. Almoudi made it his mission to eliminate this radiation. Instead of using x-rays, he uses what's called a non-radiation mapping system. He puts 4 to 6 inch patches on the patient's upper chest and back that communicate with a special energy emitter inside the catheter. This maps its location without the need for x-rays. In the electrophysiology lab, he shows me the 3D image he sees on a computer screen.
So we can grab this and we can rotate it around to get whatever view we need. So in this view here, I can see the wire when it's coming up and it's going to be pointing right at me. If I want to see it in a different projection, then I would just move the picture, or someone like Adam will be sitting in the room with me.
He says not only is it safer for the patient, it eliminates the heavy leaded vest for doctors and nurses. Very few hospitals use this mapping system 100%. Many use it in combination with x-rays. But after some practice, Dr. Almoudi felt comfortable enough to use only the patches. He says it took a leap of faith to leave the x-ray machine in the other room and not put on the leaded vest.
It's a learning curve to try to rely fully on this kind of technology. But once we have gotten up that learning curve, we're able now to do procedures where we advance those tools into the heart, place them in the proper place, do the electrical study and the checkup of the heart, diagnose the problem, and then fix the problem without exposing the patient to any x-ray whatsoever.
Woodring, a volunteer chaplain at UC Westchester, is glad he didn't get extra radiation and feels a lot better now.
You got that fixed, and I'm at the top of my workout regimen for the last 10 years. I can do more, longer, you know, like cardio kinds of stuff, without any difficulty whatsoever. So.
Woodring's doctor says the success rate for using x-rays versus the non-radiation mapping system is equal. The procedure takes 90 minutes to 2 hours. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.